Well, hello, I'm Bob Dendry, this is City Skylines 2, and welcome back to Azure Delta. So, it's January. Hope you had a good time with your family, your friends, or whoever else that you, get to spend time with over Christmas. If you don't celebrate, hopefully you got a little bit of time off to escape the general hecticness of the season regardless. But yeah, we're back. This is my first video recording after, you know, my December-January break after my wedding. Things went off pretty much without a hitch at least. and yeah, we've been entertaining people for the last sort of month and a half. So I'm glad to have a little bit of time to myself, a little bit of time to play this wonderful game. And yeah, let's jump in. There was an update quite close to Christmas that seems to have done a lot of work on the LODs and things like that. The game does appear to be performing a little bit better. It looks like I'm hitting close to 60 frames a second, which is way better than City Skylines 1 ever performed for me. So happy days for that. And yeah, we've got a few complaints in our Azure Delta CBD area. So I think we might jump in straight away and just have a little bit of a look at that. So we've got some abandoned buildings. And why? People are unhappy. Small homes, lack of entertainment, unreliable internet service here. I mean, small homes. I guess don't live in an apartment if you've got a problem with small homes. And over here, what are we looking at? I'm guessing the same. Oh, we've got high crime here as well. Okay. So we've got a police headquarters here, so not all the vehicles are in use either, so that does surprise me a little bit. Let's have a look at our police overlay. I mean, to me, this is looking pretty good. Obviously, you've got a bit of crime happening in this building. I don't know if that's just like an isolated crime wave. Maybe someone living in the building was stealing people's packages or something like that, but overall it looks like the area looks pretty good, to be honest. So not sure why that was abandoned due to high crime. Over here, I can see, obviously, lack of entertainment and unreliable internet service might be something that we can potentially try and resolve. So entertainment. I thought we'd got a few different parks in here, and we had. So potentially we might need to get one a little close to this area here as well. And yes, oh yeah, okay. Yeah, so people aren't really happy at all with the amount of entertainment we got there. Can we get a large park in? Oh, we can maybe just sneak one in on this corner here. It looks like that's going to be some good coverage. And it looks like people on this side aren't particularly happy either. Same as over here near our uni, so potentially we might get a plaza in, if we've got a plaza. That probably fits with the vibe of the university, right? Which we might need to move that if we do expand it, but I think it's pretty good for the moment. And yeah, we might see if we can just sneak in maybe just a small park on this block here. Somewhere. Yeah. And that should hopefully start to cover off some of those entertainment demands. Might even sneak in another one over here as well. As for our demand, we have a lot of demand for low density housing, which obviously this isn't really the area that's going to take care of those demands. But commercial looks like we've got quite a bit of demand for, so we can definitely get in some additional commercial around this area. It'll be high density, of course. And looks like, yeah, we've got a few blocks that we can get a little bit of commercial running in. Looks like we've got a little bit more suitability here for commercial, so I might actually fill out these few blocks here. And hopefully that should really take care of that. And see, and oh, as you can see, we do actually have some concerns here. As we definitely could do with at least maybe two more towers in this area and potentially another one here around Concord Bluff or Sunrise Springs. So I might just get those in now, just take care of that while we're thinking about it. And how are we looking now? Oh, okay. Also, Mulberry Keys doesn't have any real coverage either. So pretty much everywhere now should have some at least rudimentary coverage. In terms of internet service. So that is good. Yeah, no red houses. People there that are maybe a little bit borderline. I don't know why. I feel like you're up the hill there. You definitely should be able to reach them there, but we can get another one in there just to make sure. Blast them with some radio waves, just, you know, so they appreciate what they've got, I guess. But yeah, so that's us for telecom. We're all covered off there. Now, I think at the end of the last episode, I did mention that potentially we were going to have traffic problems around our CBD area. Obviously, we've sort of done something a little bit weird. We built this sort of satellite suburb that is away from where we've done the rest of our development. And that is causing a lot of people to want to go from these areas into the city here for work or for leisure, maybe to go to university, things like that. And it's leading to a lot of this sort of stuff. Obviously, this intersection is not set up to handle the sort of breadth of traffic we're going to have wanting to leave or come into this area. And we do have quite a few tiles that we can unlock. As you can see, we've also got issues here as well. And further along where this sort of highway, which is what is it, the Umber Highway, breaks off from our motorway, we do have some issues there, but not, I was going to say not quite as bad, but I mean, they are pretty much quite as bad. The traffic is backing up a very long way. And yeah, things are just generally not looking great. So I think we're going to need to do some work developing Umber Highway into something a little bit more like a regional or orbital type motorway. And we have the tiles to allow that development. I think we should be good. I think we can probably get our progression up without building massive amounts of residential. Hopefully, because this is going to be like all of our all of our planning permits that we'll be taking up here. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to purchase all the permits that will cover off, I guess, the length of this motorway and a little bit longer as well. And what we're actually going to do, we're going to redevelop Umber Highway into a new motorway. We are going to have this sort of vestigial little short bit of motorway here, and that's okay. This could potentially be an important link road. It could be something we even base future development on, because it becomes less of an important link once we get the full sort of orbital motorway running. So let's make that happen. Let's purchase these. Oh, hang on. I actually didn't even realize that was the case. You need to pay money to unlock tiles. Have you always needed to do that? Maybe you have, and I'm just an idiot. I don't know. Okay, that's okay. We should be okay. Just start work on this. Might do it in stages, potentially. Yeah, why not? Let's do it in stages. Okay, so we're going to start this sort of missing link connection first of all. And this one should be fairly easy. Let's look at our contours if we can. I've legit forgotten how to play this game. What are our contours? I forgot. They're not an overlay in this game. Okay. So, yeah. I mean, there's a few little bits that are a bit challenging. But overall, I think it's actually quite a decent sort of lay. What we might do is get our bridge in first of all. And I guess we'll just generally plan what we're going to do from there. This is going to be an orbital motorway. It's not going to be a major motorway. We might start it off with two lanes. And if we need to upgrade that down the line, of course, we can always do that. We might just spread these out a little bit as well, just to allow that future type planning. How's that look? Pretty good. Yeah, that looks really good. I'm glad that they have introduced the parallel tool as a part of the vanilla game, although it's not completely parallel, is it? It's not actually. That's interesting. They're parallel, but they're not the same level. So that's interesting. That's an interesting choice. It's not one I really expected, to be honest. I thought that it would, you know, keep things fairly level if we're at all able to do that. But Yeah, apparently it doesn't. And I'm sure that'll be modded in. Might have already been modded in. I haven't actually really looked at mods all that much in this game so far. So it'll be interesting to see, yeah, if that, I guess, modding ability is available to make parallel rows a little bit more parallel. Because they're not at all parallel there at all, are they? It's actually quite messy. yeah, it is what it is. And then we will make our connection over here. So as I said, these are quite wide connections. And that is partially because we want to allow for future growth, should we need it. And I think it's better to allow for future growth in the middle, where we can be fairly certain that we've got, you know, decent grades, decent widths, things like that, rather than having to take from the outside, which might potentially mean we need to get rid of, you know, things like soundproofing, stuff like that. So I think that's a good choice for us to make. And yeah, we just need to link up here. This is sort of a temporary link, which hopefully is going to be simple. We might have come a little bit too close to the end of the tile, so I might actually need to just quickly purchase another one. Like so. But yeah, this Umber Highway is going to be the terminating road, so things are going to be a little bit different in terms of how this works. I want to try and do this as much as I can without pausing, but we are going to need to pause a little bit. So the primary movement for Umber Highway will actually be not parallel, first of all. It will actually be heading in this direction. And this is just sort of the temporary road connection to keep things flowing in the meantime. And we probably will do this as a bit of a trumpet, I think. Just trying to remember how to build a trumpet, to be honest. Four lanes, I think, will be fine. Okay, we've got one direction of the trumpet built. And just need to build the other direction now. We would actually be down to two lanes at this point as well. That's not two lanes. And actually probably would be two parallel roads as well, wouldn't we? Okay. I'll just redo that connection. It's trying to make this a sort of free-flowing connection. I think that's pretty good there. Yeah, it's not too bad. And I'm just going to convert this while turning our sniping back on to single lane. Okay. That's the first stage of this connection. Second stage will be to switch this over, I guess you could say. And what I might do here is get a few of these in. What do you call these? Four lane roads. That's the one. And yeah, from there, pretty much I'm just going to hook these highway connections directly in there, really. And I think here is where we'll need to pause. Beautiful. That's actually, yeah, I'm actually really happy with that. That was a nice, simple connection to make. It's not the best looking. I mean, that's a little bit janky here, but overall, I think it's pretty nice. I think potentially we need to try and make this one intersection though, actually. Maybe? No. Actually, what we could maybe try and do here is just remove a node. Yeah, like so. A couple of turn restrictions we'll need to put in here as well. We want no right turn there. Actually, that's all we need to do. And it works. Perfect. And we'll just do a little bit of lane mathematics here as well. Might need to rebuild that connection a little bit just to make it a little bit nicer. That one looks good. That one looks good. I'll just quickly pause while we fix that. Okay, there we go. It does seem to be improving the flaffictro. The traffic flow, I should say, a little bit. And I think if we can get the connection done here as well, this should make that flow a little bit better. I think for the moment, at least, we'll have this as a one-way connection only. If you are coming sort of from right to left and you want to connect up to flow in that direction, you can use this link road, at least for the moment. I think because we just need something fairly compact with the, I guess the issues, or not the issues, but the constraints we have in terms of the geometry right now. So that should make it a fairly simple connection, really, and if that's the case. So what we should be able to do here is head under. And really just sort of curve around and connect up. And we can just make the last segment like so. And hopefully, no. Not able to convert that. Or potentially we could. Actually, we'll see how it handles like that. It's a little bit of a faux pas, isn't it? making this sort of connection. It's not lane mathematics. Biffa would not be proud. But let's see how it goes. What am I overlapping with? No, I'm overlapping with the bridge. Maybe I need to move a little bit further out from the bridge, eh? Okay, that's a bit better. All right. So the first stage of this new orbital road is built. Hopefully we will start to move some traffic from this junction onto this one instead. Not seeing any movement yet, but I'm hopeful. I'm hopeful it'll happen. And of course, we have a bottleneck here, as we expect, from all this traffic going down to a single lane. And we might be in a position now where we can buy the rest of those tiles that we require. Almost, but we'll also have no money left over to actually do any construction. So we might continue maybe doing this as a bit of a tiered or staged, I guess, project. So we can continue the build through to here. And I wish we could just build parallel roads on existing roads and we could just reuse all of this. And keep it all nice and neat, but it's not possible, unfortunately. I actually do want to get rid of that one. And what width did we have here? Was it 4 or was it 3? It was 3. Oh, hang on. No, we don't want to be bridging. I mean, we could. It just doesn't look nice. Why is 180 an invalid shape? I don't know. Okay, that's a little bit better. So we might need to just build shorter sections. All right, next section is completed, but we do need to build this connection, which I'm thinking we probably do need to take an additional tile here as well to make that happen, which we can afford quite easily. That's good. And we'll probably make this another trumpet, I think, at this point. Yeah, I don't think we have any demand to go onto the other side as of yet. Probably never. This is pretty much all mountain. But if we do in the future, we can always just, you know, make a nice, easy modification, can't we? And that should be all of that done. I think we might maybe need to... Oh, okay. We need to connect to that. And I want to expand this section a little bit as well. Okay. Cool. I think that's done. We'll just make our modifications as usual. Perfect. And now watch as all the traffic struggles to work out what it actually wants to do. I'll tell you what, so we can finish this last section of motorway, we might take on some private financing. We haven't taken any loans so far at all, and looks like we've got actually quite a large loan limit we can take on. So what we might do is just take on $1 million. That will give us more than enough money to finish this and, you know, do all the decorating we need to do, things like that. And hopefully that will start to tackle some of this congestion, which, you know, we are taking care of it a little bit, but a lot of what we're doing, because we haven't completed the full motorway, is really just shifting the congestion really along the line. So let's finish that off. Let's get this built and completed. And this should hopefully make the journey from the suburbs into the city a much nicer one if you do choose to go via car. So we'll buy the remaining squares we're going to need to complete this. And yeah, we're pretty much just going to, you know, make it happen and finish it. Of course, we will need to pause again because this is going to be quite a disruptive bit of work we're doing here. Oh, and we do need to actually bring this back just a tad so we can make our conversion, I guess, back to the regular highway without hitting our city limits. Okay, there we go. And now, I'm thinking we might actually boost this maybe up to 6 lanes, at least temporarily, and see how we can, I guess, make this work. We might even take our highways up to 4 lanes each way and have 2 break off and then sort of, you know, gradually break down to the number of lanes we need. How many lanes can we fit in here? We can fit in an 8-lane road. I'm probably going to say we're going to need to move some of this infrastructure if we do want to do that, though. Oh, actually, we could do... Yeah, I love this. Love the fact that we can just say we actually want it to be this way. And I know this is probably overbuilding a little bit. I'm well aware of that. And overbuilding is rarely a good thing. I'm well aware of that as well. but, and I think we might actually shift this road over a little bit. It's what we need to do, I think, to make this connection work well. I'm just trying to get a 90 here, which is being a little bit... Guidelines might... Yeah, perfect. All right, and then, yeah, what we're going to do is just make it a little bit of a complex curve here. And break back in there. Not ideal. And in fact, we can probably just take this all the way back. And hopefully that will work. Probably down to a four-lane road. God, this is not going well. Okay, there we go. I'm just trying to work this out. We might actually do a little bit of converting of some stuff. Okay, I think that all largely makes sense now. Yes, this will be an 8-lane road. Yay, 8 lanes! This is going to be tough, I think, to make work and look good. As you see, we're also actually overlapping with our train line as well, so we might need to slightly modify this. Oh, hang on, that was not a 180. Let's quickly fix that. All righty. Now, the moment of truth. Okay, it's looking good. From this section onwards, we can convert over to a 4-lane road. And I wonder if we actually make this a diamond, because we probably are going to want to expand onto this side eventually. No, let's keep it as a trumpet right now, because it's going to be easier, I guess, to get the traffic flowing. And then, yeah, when we need to, we can convert it down to or over to a diamond or a spooey, whatever's required there. All right, I think we're good to unpause now. I just want to let this all flow for a little bit, just sort of work out its bearings, where it's going, what it wants to do. But I think we're pretty good here. I also want to turn off right and straight there as well, so everything will be turning onto this road. Ooh, we've got traffic lights here. We actually have no conflict here at all, so we don't need traffic lights. So we'll turn those off. Oh, we sort of do, I guess, but only because the game doesn't allow us to, like, force the lanes that people go into. But it looks like they're largely sticking to what they should be doing. And that should increase the traffic flow, I think, quite significantly there. Ooh, also what we can do here is fix this. So it had, like, partially connected the rail line because we were sort of right on the edge of the buildable area. But now we can make a connection there. That means we can have an intercity train connection from this side as well. Exciting. There you go. Nice. Overall, I think I'm pretty happy with the build of our new motorway. Time will tell, though, I think, as to whether or not it will be successful in battling traffic, because at the moment, really all it's done is shifted congestion, you know, further down the road, which I suppose is probably true for most motorways, isn't it? Building more lanes rarely is a solution to structural problems, but we'll see. That's going to be about all we have time for in this episode, so I hope you have enjoyed it. It's the first episode back recording, and I think I've done pretty well. If you've enjoyed this episode, make sure you give it a like, subscribe to the channel, and ring that notification bell so you get a ding to your device the next time I post a video. You can find links to my social media in the description, so please jump on there, like, follow, subscribe, do all that wonderful stuff. Big shout out to my Founders Club patron, Caleb. Caleb, thanks so much for helping to make this content possible. If you want to help out, you can do so by jumping on over to patreon.com/Bob Dendry on the channel membership tab on YouTube, or you can also just give a super thanks if you want to, you know, give a one-off payment as a thanks for a specific video. But until next time, I'm Bob Dendry. This is City Skylines 2. Thank you so much for watching, and goodbye.